Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said there's something to be said for the egotist, and he's usually saying it. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you today with our Bible Meditations program. Let's get to our study now, and I'd like for you to talk with me or think with me in regard to the matter of prayer. All of us understand the importance of prayer. We understand how great it is to be able to talk to our Father in heaven about the things that are going on in our lives. Sometimes prayer is observed as being merely an SOS. In other words, when I get in trouble, then I call upon God. But to the Christian, prayer has become far more meaningful than just an emergency. It is something that gives him the opportunity of talking to his Father in heaven, and therefore it brings about a close relationship with his Father in heaven. In Luke 18 and verse 1, the record says Jesus taught a parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I can see in that passage the fact that if I pray, the possibility is reduced that I will fail or fall. If I pray, I receive strength and I receive help. No wonder the Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. The point of the passage is that we need prayer and that there is help and we are sustained through the opportunity of praying to our Father in heaven. Most of us are very familiar with the account in Matthew chapter 6 as a part of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus gave his disciples some instruction concerning how they were to pray. Jesus said, pray after this manner. And then he began saying, Our Father, which art in heaven. The point of saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, is that he recognizes our origin. He recognizes that we are children of God, created by God, and therefore we belong unto Him. But let's look at that prayer and go through the things that are mentioned there and think about prayer as it relates to those of us who are children of God. All right, let's look at verse 9 of chapter 6 of the book of Matthew. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. When he says our Father, that recognizes the fact that God is our Maker, but he also says, which art in heaven. The Father is in heaven, and you and I are desiring to go to heaven when life here upon the earth is over. It's quite obvious that we're not going to live forever, and that our time here upon the earth is just for a period of time. Then it passes away. Many times we observe that David, as he wrote about life and death, observed the fact that we're here for a while and then our life vanishes away. Is that the end of it? Job asked the question, if a man die, shall he live again? And the answer comes back throughout the Bible, yes, there is life after death. Therefore, we want to go to heaven and be with the Lord as far as eternity is concerned. The Bible makes it very clear that there are just two ways that men travel during life, and there are just two destinations. Now, once in a while, somebody says, I'm not going to go to heaven, or I'm not going to go to a place of torment. Well, friends, I have news for you. The Bible teaches very plainly that that's the only choice given, the choice between going to heaven or being lost. Now look at Matthew chapter 7, begin about verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto life or destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Well, there are a number of things in those two verses That's verse 13 and 14. There are a number of things there that we can observe. First of all, we can observe that the choice to enter in is in the hands of man. God did not, before we were born, determine our eternal destiny. When we're told by the people who believe in predestination that God determined before our birth our ultimate destiny, friends, we're not telling Bible truths. It's very clear that the Bible says, you have the choice. Enter ye in. Revelation 22 and verse 17 ought to forever answer that particular idea that God predestinated some people to be saved and some to be lost. The record says, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever means just anybody. And then also, whosoever wills, that is, whosoever determines in his heart. That's the way he wants to go. That's up to him. And he can make the decision one way or the other. God doesn't force men to be saved, and he doesn't force them to be lost. It's a matter of choice. All right, if I have the right then to make a choice, I enter into one of two ways. Jesus said, there is a broad way that leadeth unto destruction. There also is a narrow way. When you look at the passage, notice the word straight is used with reference to the gate. Straight is the gate. And that's the idea that it is with difficulty that we enter in and remain faithful. It is not straight as opposed to something that is crooked. It's the word straight which indicates with difficulty, with effort along this line. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. And that just means there's plenty of room for anyone who wants to enter in that way. And so it is a way that leads to destruction. Just two ways that we can go. Then there are just two destinies at the end of the road. Either that of eternal life or that of eternal destruction. Remember, the choice is mine, and so if I end up in a place of eternal destruction, it won't be accurate to say, well, I was sent here by God. God caused me to do it, and that I didn't have any choice in the matter. That wouldn't be accurate. If a person says, I can't believe God is so terrible that he would send a man to hell. Friends, God doesn't send us there. That's our choice. If we're lost, it will be because we choose to go in that direction. Well, we'll have some more to say about prayer tomorrow, and I do hope that you'll be listening. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.